请我们翻到提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第十三节
Verse 13,
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里信心和爱心常常守着。
Hold fast to the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
我们特别注意有一个句子，这里面就是那纯正话语的规模。
Let us pay attentionto the phrase here that says to the standard of sound words or the pattern of sound words.
我们知道这次大会的主题就是神给教会的托付。
And we know that the theme of the conference this year is what God has entrusted to his church.
我的责任在晚上就是讲到那纯正话语的规模。
And my responsibility is to hold fast to the pattern of the sound words.
保罗从主那里接受一个托付。
Paul received or was entrusted from the Lord.
他把他托付又托付给提摩太。
And what he was entrusted by the Lord, he also entrusted to Timothy.
现在保罗走过了一生，不光春天、夏天、秋天，他到了冬天。
But Paul not only has gone through the spring, summer, fall as well, he has reached the winter.
他知道如果主迟延的话，
He knows that if the Lord is to tarry,
他迟早要到主那里去。
Sooner or later, he will be with the Lord.
但主给他的旨意乃是为主寻道。
But the purpose of the Lord for him was that he would be a martyr.
他知道无花果树到冬天当他都是枝子的时候。
He knows that when a fig tree is but branches in the winter,
那就证明有一棵无花果树已经从树枝上掉下来。
It means that the fruit, the fig, has fallen from the tree.
但是明年春天还会来。
But next year, the spring will arrive.
到了春天的时候，就是在那个果子掉下来的痕迹上，又重新结上了果子。
And on that place where that fruit has fallen, another fruit will be born.
现在保罗把他在他为主寻道以前，
So before Paul died for the Lord,
他知道如果主的见证继续往前的话，
he knows that if the testimony of the Lord is to move forward,
提摩太这个果子总要结在原来的上面。
The fruit of Timothy has to be born on the original one.
提摩太还有提摩太。
After Timothy, there's another Timothy.
如果主迟延的话，有许多的提摩太。
If the Lord is to tarry, there are many Timothys.
现在保罗把他从主那里所托付的
Now Paul, what he was entrusted from the Lord,
他传递给提摩太。
He has now spread it and given it to Timothy.
我的托付就是你的托付。
What I have been entrusted with is what I am entrusting you with.
你应当守住这个托付。
You are to hold fast to that entrustment, that
那
trust.
什么托付呢？
What is that trust?
就是你从我那里听的那纯正话语的规模。
That you would hold fast to the pattern of the sound words.
所以这个也就成了神对教会的托付。
And that is what God has entrusted to his church.
那么什么叫做那纯正话语的规模呢？
What is the pattern of the sound words?
规模这个字是保罗特用的字。
Pattern is a special word that Paul has used.
在全本圣经里只用两次。
In all of the Bible, it is only used twice.
一次提摩太前书，一次提摩太后书。
Once it is mentioned in 1 Timothy, the second time in 2 Timothy.
第一次就是在第一章，提摩太前书第一章。
The first time it is mentioned is in 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all.
然后那个规模两个那个字原文就在第十六节。
And the word pattern is actually found in verse 16.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上 显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
And yet, for this reason, I found mercy, in order that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life.
那这里保罗做了榜样。
Here, Paul is an example.
因为得着永生的人，主在他们身上有许多的工作，许多的忍耐。
Because in those who are saved, there is much work, there is much patience.
但是不管有多么不同的忍耐，
It doesn't matter how different the patience is.
神的工作是一个工作。
God's work is but one.
如果我们要问说，在这么多人身上，主做了这么多工作，有这么多忍耐，它是什么样的情形呢？
If we were to ask how much patience and how much work the Lord has put in such a person, what kind of condition he's in?
你就看在保罗身上怎么做。
Then you can see how it was done in Paul's life.
在罪人中的罪魁中，主这么做，那么何况所有的罪人？得救以后，主都是这么做。
If he was able to do such a work in the chief of sinners, then how much more would he do in us?
所以这就是那个榜样。
This is that example.
意思就是说，神在许多神儿女中间都工作。
In other words, God does a work in many of his children.
现在你看看保罗，他就是那个榜样。
But look at Paul, he is that example.
我们怎么知道神在我们身上有许多的忍耐呢？
How do we know that the Lord has so much patience in us?
我们怎么知道我们蒙了怜悯呢？
How do we know we have received mercy?
你看看保罗。
Look at Paul.
所以那个字就是 pattern, 那个字就是榜样。
So this word example is the word pattern.
那个字也有 outline 的意思，也有大纲的意思。
This word also has a meaning of an outline.
也有 sketch, 就是有一素描的意思。
And it also means sketch.
就是给你一个大概的印象。
It gives you an impression.
每一个人都不一样的。
Everybody is different.
但是神的工作有个 pattern, 神的工作有一个榜样。
But God's word has a pattern.
那这是保罗所示的。这是保罗是怎样的一个人，这里有个榜样。
And this is what, who Paul is. He is an example of it.
那保罗对于提摩太所说的话，
But the words that Paul gave to Timothy,
他说你从我那里听的那纯正话语的规模。
He said, the pattern of the sound words which you heard from me.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
神借着先知众使徒各个不同角落说话。
God spoke through the prophets, etc. to everyone.
借彼得说话。
Through Peter.
约翰说话。
Through John.
希伯来书的作者说话。
Through the author of Hebrews.
雅各说话。
Through James.
都说话
He spoke throughout.
神说的话是一句的 是一个系统的是一个 是一个东西的
What God spoke was one
但是呢你看看神说了这么多的话
But throughout all his words
神的话有一个 pattern 神的话有一条线有一个大纲的
There is an outline There is a pattern in his word
现在你只要听听保罗对提摩太和对教会所说的话
Just listen to the words that Paul gave to Timothy and the church
那个就是话语的规模
That is the pattern The outline of the sound words
那个就是那个 sketch 那个就是素描
That is the sketch
不是很细的但是一看你知道神的旨意是这样的一个旨意。
It is not very specific, but you can tell that it is God's purpose.
所以这个字如果把这两个意思相对照的话
，So if you were to compare these two words,
因为我们知道只有两次出现在圣经里面
，Because we know that it only appears twice in the Bible.
所以他们是彼此解释的。
Therefore, they explain and interpret one another.
你想到保罗怎样是罪人中的罪魁。
You know that he is the chief of sinners.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见这里有一个榜样。
We see here an example.
你看到保罗怎样为了这福音做了师父，做了教师，做了做了为主说话的人。
You know for this gospel, he was a preacher, he was an apostle, he was a teacher.
那如果这样的话，那么他现在所给提摩太的。
And here, what he gives and entrusts to Timothy,
也是神借着他写给我们的十三封的书信。
And through the 13 epistles, what God has given us,
那这里面讲什么呢？
What does it say?
你就能看见整个神话语的规模。
There you can see the entire pattern of God's word.
所以如果把它翻得更准确的话
If we are to make it a little more clear
这只是建议如果在中文里面翻得更准确的话
If we want to in Chinese make it a little more clear
那就是那纯正话语的楷模
And that is another word for pattern of sound words
我们叫榜样和规模如规模普通不大注意到是榜样
In the word pattern, the word 规模, it doesn't necessarily mean example.
但如果说到楷模的话，那个似乎能够把保罗要说的意思能把它带出来。
But the word 楷模 actually gives a better meaning in Chinese, giving example.
那现在到底什么是那话语的规模？
So what is the pattern of sound words?
这个话语这个字，我们知道在希腊原文里面有两个字。
We know for the word, this word word, there are two words in the Greek.
一个字叫 logos, 另外叫 rhema.
One is logos, one is rhema.
Logos 就是讲到真理的话，真理的道。
Logos is the true word.
讲到就真理 the word of truth.
The word of truth.
那么讲到这个 rhema 也是神的话。
When you speak of Rhema, it's also God's word.
它重在生命，重在道路。
But its emphasis is on life and the way.
主说我是真理，我是道路，我是生命。
The Lord said, I am the truth, the way, and the life.
神的话太大了。
The God's word is too big.
因着神是智慧的神。
Because he is a God of wisdom.
当神说话的时候。
When God speaks.
他的话像整个的宇宙一样。
His word is just as big as the universe.
你不只让我们看见神是伟大的神。
No, not only do you see that our God is a majestic God.
神说话不只零零碎碎的说。
He doesn't just speak scattered words.
他完整的说。
He speaks completely.
他不会说到这一面忘到另外一面。
He won't speak something here and forget something in the other place.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
你只要听我们的主神一说话。
As long as you hear our God say a word.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是真理的道。
This is the word of truth.
中文常常把它翻作道理。
Many times in Chinese it's translated doctrine.
我们知道道理是圣经里面很重要的一句话。
We know that in the Bible the word doctrine is very important.
是人要解释神的道理。
Man wants to explain God's doctrine.
然后就变成就神的话是很平衡的。
And God's word is very plain.
一面有道理。
On one hand, you have doctrine.
一面又是生命。
On other hand, you have life.
一面又是道路。
And another way, you have the way.
但当我们一读主的话的时候。
But when we read the Lord's word,
我们很容易就偏重到道理去了。
Many times, we then emphasize or go towards doctrine.
所以我们的感觉就尽可能不提到，因为我们学了功课了。
And many times, because we've learned our lesson.
但是不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
我们的主是真理，是道路，也是生命。
But our Lord is the way, the truth, and the life.
所以word 这个字 ，logos 这个字，就指着神所说的完整的话。
So the word logos means his complete word.
他的启示是个完整的启示。
His revelation is complete.
他是 Alpha， 也是 Omega.
He is the Alpha. He is Omega.
他是从天上讲到地上来。
He speaks from the heavens down to earth.
在他的话里面充满了和谐 harmony.
In his word, it is full of harmony.
在他的话里面，虽然给我们看见像宇宙那样。
Even though his word is as big and grand as the universe.
你读他话的时候，你里面充满了喜乐。
When you read his word, you are filled with joy.
你里面充满了感觉。
You are filled with feelings.
这是 logos.
This is logos.
所以这里所说纯正话语的规模。
So here to hold fast to the pattern of the sound word.
也可以翻作纯正道理的楷模。
You can also say hold fast to the pattern of sound doctrine.
那另一面许多时候圣经用另外一个叫 Rhema.
And the other word is Rhema.
Rhema 就是生命的道。
Rhema is the word of truth.
同样是神的话。
It is also the word of God.
同样是圣经。
It is also the Bible.
不过圣灵住在我们里面。
But the Holy Spirit abides in us.
他要引导我们进入一切的真理。
He is to lead us into all truth.
他就叫我们想起神在圣经里面已经说过的话。
He reminds us of the word already spoken in the Bible.
当圣灵今天对我们说。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us today.
这个本来是很古老的话。
This word used to be an ancient word.
就变成今天的话。
But it becomes a word for today.
圣灵在写圣经的时候是一般性的，是 general， 是对乎所有的人。
When the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, it was for the general public.
但是圣灵今天对我说的时候
，But when the Holy Spirit speaks to me individually，
好像全世界只有对我说的。
It's as if throughout the whole world he is only speaking to me.
变得非常个人的。
It becomes very personal.
那因为这个缘故
，And for that reason，
我们这个人就变活过来了。
Then we are revived.
当我们读主的话的时候
，When we read his word，
充满了感觉。
We are filled with feeling.
充满了生命。
We are filled with life.
本来我们是软弱的。
Before we were weak.
结果我们刚强起来。
Then we become strong.
这个叫做生命的话。
This means the word of life.
人活着不单靠食物。
Man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠着神口里所出一切的话是 rhema。
But by every word or rhema that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
不止如此。
Not only that.
主说我对你们所说的话。
The Lord said, the word that I speak to you.
原文是 rhema。
That word is rhema.
就是灵，就是生命。
That is spirit and life.
Logos 是神话语的根基。
Logos is the foundation of the word of God.
Rhema 是神话语的应用。
Rhema is the use of
the
application of the word of God.
但是不是你用，不是我用，是圣灵来用的。
Not you or I using it, it's the Holy Spirit using it.
结果我们就活过来了。
Then we are alive.
结果我们看见道路了。
Then we see the way.
所以只要有真的话。
As long as there's the word of truth.
一面真理。
On one hand, truth.
一面生命。
On one hand, life.
一面道路。
On one hand, the way.
所以我们知道，当圣经里面就神的话就是神的话。
God's word is God's word.
不过在这里保罗所注重的是 logos.
But the emphasis here with Paul is logos.
是道理。
It is doctrine.
是纯正道理的规模。
It is to hold fast to the pattern of sound words.
等到下一节圣经的时候。
And then in the next verse.
就讲到圣灵了。
It speaks of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵就把我们已经听见过的话。
So the Holy Spirit takes the word we already heard.
然后对我们再说一遍。
And then speaks to us once again.
我们就活过来了。
And then we are made alive.
道理我们都懂。
We understand doctrine.
十字架道我们也懂。
We understand the way of the cross.
我们参加不知道多少次特会了。
We've been partakers of many conferences.
除非有一次圣灵把我们已经听过的道。
But unless the Holy Spirit takes the message that we have heard.
对我们再说一遍。
And speaks to us once again.
那弟兄姊妹，这样我们就能够守住神给教会的托付。
Then we can hold fast to that which God has entrusted to His church.
所以我的责任是神话语。神纯正话语的规模。
So my responsibility is the pattern of the sound words.
那么到底什么叫做纯正话语的规模呢？
What is the pattern of sound words?
我们还得用保罗的话来解释保罗自己的意思。
We need to use Paul's words to interpret his own words.
所以主读话的时候，你一定要注意上下文。
So when you read scripture, you need to read it in context.
你有没有注意到？
Did you notice?
保罗写头两封书信就是帖撒罗尼迦前书后书的时候。
When Paul wrote the first two epistles, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians,
你看他那个时候是面对一个婴孩的教会。
You know that he was facing an infant church.
他也许是大学里面的教授，但他现在不能把教室搬到摇篮旁边了。
He was as if he were a professor in the university, but he couldn't teach those teachings to an infant by a crib.
他的话都是劝勉的话，叮咛的话，零碎的话。
His words were words that were of encouragement, that were small words to them.
他讲的要圣洁。
He spoke of holiness.
他没有讲的圣洁的道理。
But he didn't speak of the doctrine of holiness.
这个道理是在罗马书里面。
The doctrine is found in Romans.
等到罗马书，等到加拉太书，我们来到基督的学校。
When we arrive at the school of Christ in Romans and Galatians.
那这个时候不光要讲要圣洁。
Then does he not only speak of being sanctified?
保罗对婴孩说，神的旨意就叫你们圣洁。
He says to his children, to the infants, the will of God is for you to be sanctified.
什么叫圣洁？
What does it mean to be sanctified?
要守住你们的身体。
That is to hold fast your body.
你只要 keep 你的 body， 你只要叫你的身体不受罪的污染，这就是圣洁。
As long as you keep your body away from contamination, that is sanctification.
你再想深一点，孩子听不懂。
If you are to speak anything deeper, they would not understand.
你到了学校可以听得懂。
You can understand in the school.
所以你看帖撒头两封书信。
So the first two epistles.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
充满了生命，有些许多话都是后来讲过的。
Full of life, words that were spoken before.
都是后来要讲的。
Words that will continue to be spoken.
但是现在因为生命幼嫩的缘故。
But because the child is very young.
所以你只能够一句一句讲，一点一点讲。
You can only speak it word by word.
但是到了第二组的书信。
But in the second set of epistles.
到了他写哥林多前后书，写加拉太，写罗马书的时候。
When he wrote 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Romans.
现在不同了。
Now it's different.
现在在基督的学校里。
Now we are in the school of Christ.
当保罗起来说话的时候。
When Paul spoke.
你看神的话源源不断的从宝座上。
So God's word flowed from the throne of God without being cut.
他的启示果然是高大的启示。
His revelation was a magnificent one.
他告诉以弗所的教会长老。
He told the elders in the church of Ephesus,
凡是神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们。
I have not kept anything from the purpose of God unto you.
所以如果你要明白神的旨意，
If you are to understand his will,
你读这四卷书就可以了。
You just have to read these four epistles.
但他没有想到，
But he did not think.
神为了让他更明白神的旨意，
So that he can understand God's will even more.
他也许以为就这么多了。
He thought this was enough.
结果当他失去自由以后，
But after he lost his freedom,
他被带到监狱里面，
when he was imprisoned,
失去了他的自由，
he lost his freedom.
但是感谢主，
thank the Lord.
在那个时候天为他开了，
during that time the heavens were open.
保罗更上一层楼，
Paul went another stage.
仍旧是罗马书说过的话，
even though the words were spoken in Romans.
仍旧是加拉太书所说的话，
even though the words were spoken in Galatians.
现在对于以弗所再说一遍，对哥罗西教会再说一遍，
but now he repeats it once again to the church in Ephesus and the church in Colossae.
更高更深的，
even higher word, even deeper word.
弟兄姊妹，你如果读这些书信，
if you read these epistles,
你觉得保罗话真是非常的丰富，
you say Paul's words are so abundant, so rich.
但是你读到最后三封书信的时候，
but when you read the last three epistles,
前书、提摩太后书跟提多书
First and Second Timothy and Titus，
哎，你觉得保罗话又少起来了？
You'll say, "Wow, his words are actually less."
他后来越来应该越丰富才对。
He should be more and more rich.
应该话比从前讲的更多才对。
His words should actually be more.
但是现在的话变得非常简单。
But now his words are simplified.
而且很多的话都是宣告的话。
And all of many of his words are plain statements.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
The Lord Jesus came down to save those of the world, sinners of the world.
你看见这个话很简单的，
This is very simple word.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget.
这些话精简不错，这很简单不错。
These words are very simple, yes.
但是这三卷书里面保罗说的话都是 summary, 都是总结的话。
But all the words spoken in these three epistles are words of summary.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要知道保罗一生讲了那么多的话，
If you hear many words spoken by Paul in his life,
你读到三本提字书的时候，
When you read 1st, 2nd Timothy and Titus,
话外面是少了，
Even though outwardly the words are less,
但是内容没有减少，
But the content was not lessened,
用的字少了，
The number of words is less,
但是两个字等于从前的两万个字，
But two words were equal to 20,000 words before.
这就是一个人在主面前成熟的情形。
This is the situation and condition of one who is mature before the Lord.
保罗现在生命到一个地步，
Paul's life has reached a point.
慢慢他的话越来越少了，
Slowly his words become less.
弟兄姊妹，因着主的恩典的缘故，
Because of his grace,
他现在只要冒两个字，
he only has to say two words.
你看见就把从前许多话就把它总结起来了，
And then he summarizes many of the words he spoke before.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and
sisters, 当我们读要明白什么叫做那纯正话语的规模，
If we are to understand the pattern of the sound words,
我们知道他要告诉我们什么，
We know what the Lord is saying to us.
等一等，我们知道他讲的是什么，
We know what he is saying.
但是你听听他前后讲话的时候，
But when you read it in the context,
因为前面跟后面的话是连在一起的，
Because the words before and after are connected.
所以如果你把神的话听清楚，
If you hear God's word carefully,
你就能够知道到底保罗心里在讲什么。
You will understand what Paul is saying.
那当然，提摩太后书是他在监牢里，是在寻道以前写的一卷书。
We know that 2 Timothy was written before his martyrdom.
这次他第二次被放在罗马监狱。
This is the second time that he is in prison in Rome.
他没有多久就要为主寻道。
And soon he is to be martyred.
所以开始就问安提摩太。
So then he greets Timothy.
然后呢，他就特别提到提摩太。
And then he mentions Timothy.
因为他记得提摩太是是怎么得救，怎么蒙恩典的。
Because he is reminded of how Timothy was saved and received grace.
不过他写这封信的时候，他心情很沉重的。
But when he wrote this letter, his heart was very heavy.
他知道他没有多久以后要为主寻道。
He knew that pretty soon he would be martyred.
现在他要把一些话，有一些话要留给提摩太。
So now he wants to leave some words with Timothy.
他也能感觉到提摩太是感觉的。
And he can feel what Timothy is feeling.
提摩太一生跟随主。
Timothy followed the Lord all his life.
但是神也借着保罗来帮助他。
But the Lord also used Paul to help him.
你看见在保罗这么一大这么一个属灵的人底下。
Under such a spiritual man as Paul.
你看一面来讲他依靠主不错。
On one hand, yes, he trusted the Lord.
但另一面你看有什么难处有什么问题的时候你看你这里有个保罗。
But anytime he had any difficulties, any questions, he had Paul.
但是现在保罗要走了。
But now Paul is to leave him.
现在保罗在监狱里面。
Paul is in prison.
小亚细亚人都弃绝他。
Asia Minor has all left him.
这一次许多人都怕靠近保罗。
Now everyone is afraid to be near Paul.
现在保罗把这个信告诉提摩太。
So Paul now gives this epistle, this letter to Timothy.
保罗知道。
Paul knew.
在这样的情况底下。
Under this condition.
如果保罗走了。
If Paul leaves.
这个责任当然是在提摩太的身上。
This responsibility now falls upon the shoulders of Timothy.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个天好像只有提摩保罗可以顶住的。
It's as if these heavenlies can only be sustained by Paul.
我提摩太算什么呢?
Who am I, Timothy?
弟兄姊妹，现在保罗到了冬天了。
Paul has reached his winter.
如果迟早一天，那个果子要掉下来的。
Sooner or later, that fruit will fall.
但也神的旨意。
But it is God's purpose.
如果在主回来以前，那个果子一定要接上去的。
But before his return, that fruit has to be put back.
所以提摩太要接上去的。
So Timothy has to continue.
但是提摩太胆怯了。
But Timothy was timid.
弟兄姊妹，你能明白在这个情形底下，他当然胆怯。
Of course he was afraid.
所以他就勉励他。
So he was encouraged.
然后他怎么勉励呢？
How did he encourage him?
你不要以我给我们的主做见证为耻。
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
我虽然亚细亚都弃绝我。
Even though Asia Minor has rejected me.
但是我是为我们的主做见证。
But I am testifying for the Lord.
许多人觉得羞耻。
To many people, it's a shame.
他们远离我。
They have left me.
你不会离开我。
But you will not leave me.
但是我还是鼓励你不要以我为耻。
But I continue to ask you not to be ashamed of me.
也不要以我这为主被求的为耻。
And do not be ashamed of me for...
这个下面也不要以我这为主被求的总要按神的能力 Verse 8
Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord but join me in suffering
那总要按神的能力与我福音同受苦难
But join me in the suffering of the gospel according to the power of God
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗现在不要为耻而且要和我一同受苦难
So do not be ashamed with me but join me in suffering
我在监狱里面受苦你在监狱外面受苦
I am suffering in prison you suffer outside of prison
那弟兄姊妹当一个人受苦的时候
So when somebody suffers
人很容易问说我的路走错了吗
Very easily we ask, did I walk the wrong way?
为什么亚细亚的人都弃绝我？
Why did the people in Asia just leave me?
如果主用我的话，
If the Lord is to use me,
为什么到最重要的时候他们都离开我呢？
Why in the most important part they leave me?
那是不是我们的路走错了呢？
Is it because I walked the wrong way?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这条路保罗知道他没有错。
He knows, Paul knows that his way is not wrong.
因为这条路不是他要走的。
Because it is not a way that he wants to walk.
如果这条路是他自己拣选的话，
If he chose the way,
他遇到苦难的时候，
If he were to meet with difficulties,
他就问说会不会我的路走错？
He could then ask, did I walk the wrong way?
保罗要寻到了。
Paul is to be martyred.
他的路不能错。
But his way cannot be wrong.
他走了一生这样的路。
He walked his way his entire life.
他这样走提摩太也跟着这样走。
He walked this way, Timothy is to follow.
所以这时候保罗就安慰提摩太。
So Paul then comforted Timothy.
我们的路没有错。
He says, our way is not incorrect.
因为是神以圣召来召了我们。
Because God has called us with the holy calling.
你看见我们今天所以受苦。
We have suffered today.
神优待我们。
He has embraced us.
优待是他。Treat with kindness.
He has treated us with kindness.
他不是 ill-treated, 他不是恶待 苦待我们。
He did not mistreat us.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你看见吗
Do you see that?
为什么呢
Why?
因为是他呼召了我们。
Because he is the one who called us.
那么讲到呼召的时候
When we speak of calling,
你知道保罗的话就来了。
You know, Paul's words are very rich.
他呼召我们不是按照我们的行为。
He did not call us according to our works.
如果我们自告奋勇要走这条路的话
If we are to walk this way,
那是我们的行为
That is our works, our way.
那今天受苦那我们很可能走错这个路可能许多苦是白受的
And maybe we would suffer because we decided to go that way.
那是根据他的旨意
But no, it is according to his purpose.
所以我们走这条路是根据他的旨意
It is according to his purpose.
光根据旨意还不够
But purpose is not enough.
如果光用神 的旨意，你这样路走不长的。
If you have only the purpose, you won't walk very long.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？很多人年轻的就要侍奉主，要走主的路。
Many young people want to walk the way and they want to serve the Lord.
没有走多久，走不下去了。
But after a little bit, they can't walk anymore.
那现在秘诀在哪里呢？
What is the secret?
如果神召我们的话，
If God calls us,
第一要明白神的旨意。
First, we need to know God's will.
第二要给我们恩典。
But secondly, He gives us grace.
没有恩典，这个路怎么走啊？
Without grace, we can't walk the way.
现在受这么多的苦。
We have suffered so much.
但是不是苦。
But it is not suffering.
这是喜乐。
It is joy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为神有恩典。
Because God has grace.
当你被神的恩典充满的时候。
When you are filled with His grace.
痛苦不再是痛苦。
The pain no longer is pain.
苦难不再是苦难。
Suffering is no longer suffering.
气绝不再是气绝。
Rejection is no longer rejection.
这些都算不得什么。
This counts as nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这都是化妆的祝福。
This is all outward blessings.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这里给我们看见说，讲到召我们，就讲到恩典。
When it speaks of calling us, it speaks of grace.
那一讲到恩典呢？
When it speaks of grace,
保罗又想到从前的事了。
Paul thought of things in the past.
恩典我们什么时候给主给我们的呢？
When did the Lord give us grace?
在万古之先。
Before the foundation of the world.
在基督耶稣，就在基督耶稣已经赐给我们。
Through all, before eternity, through Jesus Christ.
那你到什么时候才知道这个恩典是我们的呢？
How do we know that the graces are?
你怎么知道什么是恩典呢？
How do you know it is grace?
结果就借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来。
It is through the revelation and the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus.
你看见保罗讲话很准确。
You see here, Paul is very specific, correct in his words.
讲到救主。
He speaks of Savior.
讲到基督。
He speaks of Christ.
讲到耶稣。
He speaks of Jesus.
把主的一生四福音全部讲完了。
He spoke and completed all of the four Gospels here.
然后呢，借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现。
And through the appearing of our Savior,
Christ Jesus. 他2000年前到世界上来。
2000 years ago, he came to earth.
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
结果把恩典就表明出来。
And it manifested grace to us.
那么好了，那么他做什么？
And then what did he do?
结果他说他已经把死废去。
And he said he abolished death.
然后他说这个是福音。
And he said this is the gospel.
这是好消息。
This is the good news.
借着这个好消息呢。
And through this good news.
不只是把死废去。
Not only is death abolished.
将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Life and immortality were brought to light.
主来到地上做什么？
The Lord came to the earth for what?
主把恩典显给我们做什么？
He gave us grace for what?
很明显的。
Very clear.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他把死废去。
He abolished death.
不止如此。
But not only that.
他把不能坏的生命把它彰显出来。
And he brought life and immortality to light.
两个重点这里。
Light.
两个重点。
Two important points here.
第一，把死废去。
One, he abolished death.
什么时候死死了？
When does death die?
死从来不死的。
Death never died.
但是主显现了以后做了一件事，就是死了。
But when the Lord appeared, he did one thing, he abolished death.
他把死废去。
He abolished death, death died.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
他将不能坏的生命把它彰显出来。
He brought life and immortality to light.
这是第二个点。
That is the second point.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
他说为这福音奉派做传道，做使徒，做师父。
For which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher for the gospel.
现在有这福音。
Now we have the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
什么叫这福音？
What is the gospel?
他把死废去。
He abolished death.
什么叫这福音？
What is the gospel?
他把生命显出来。
He brought life and immortality to light.
那不仅如此。
Not only that.
我如果传这些的话。
If I am to preach all of this.
我所传的在我身上发生结果。
What I preach, there is fruit in my life.
不是我讲道是讲了一篇道，人是另外一个人，不是。
And it is not that I speak a great message and a person is separate.
你的生活，你在地上的一切就受你所讲的支配。
Your life is governed by what you say.
结果他说，为这缘故。
She said, for this reason,
我也受这些苦难。
I also suffer these things.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见保罗受苦了。
You see Paul suffered.
保罗为这福音受苦。
He suffered for the gospel.
这福音不是个理论，不是个 theory, 不是远远的一个大的道理。
The gospel is not just a theory.
这个道理在保罗身上要求一个代价。
This is, needs a price to be paid.
他不止一次在监狱里面，他两次在监狱里面。
He was not only in prison once, he was in prison twice.
我也受这些苦难。
For this reason, I suffer these things.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
很多人都坐监牢。
Many people are in prison.
保罗的监牢不同。
Paul's prison was different.
因着福音的缘故。
It was for the reason of the gospel.
就是有千错万错，你信了耶稣了。
And maybe for whatever reason you accepted Jesus.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天你受这些苦难。
And you suffer these things.
证明说你得了福音的好处。
It proves that you received the benefit of the gospel.
然而我不以福音为耻。
And I do not, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
为什么弟兄姊妹？
Why?
苦难不能是苦难。
Suffering cannot be suffering.
如果苦难只是苦难的话，
If suffering is only for suffering's sake,
那就太苦了。
Then it is too cruel.
他说我不以这为耻。
He says, for this I am not ashamed.
不以为耻什么意思？
What does I am not ashamed
mean? 我感觉到荣耀。
He says, I feel glorious.
为什么荣耀？
Why glory?
接着他怎么说？
What does he say?
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
For I know whom I have believed.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brother.
他不只讲传他所信的是。
He did not preach only who he believed.
他也知道我所信的是。
But he knows who he believed.
也深深地相信。
And he is convinced.
他能保全我所交付他的。
That he is able to guard that which I am trusted to him.
这个另外一个翻译是他所交付我的都可以。
And in another translation, it's what he has entrusted to me. It's the same.
如果你根据上下文的话，
According to the context,
也许第二个翻译更靠近原文的。
And maybe the second translation is better than the first.
但是一点难处都没有。
But no problem here.
但是问题在哪里？
Here's the question.
我，他深信他能保全我所托付他的，交付他的。
He is able to guard that which I have entrusted to him.
直到那日。
Until that day.
那日就是保罗的冠冕日。
That day is the day that Paul would gain his crown.
他是有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He has a crown of righteousness for me.
不只是为我。
Not only for me.
也为那些爱慕主显现的人。
But also those who love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
约翰怎么说呢？
What did John say?
约翰受苦的时候他怎么说呢？
What did John say when he suffered?
他有没有说我真可怜，我受了那么多苦呢？
He says, oh pitiful, pity me, I have suffered so much.
他在巴摩海岛怎么说？
What did he say in Patmos?
我约翰，你们的弟兄。
John, me, John, I, John, your brother.
和你们一同在患难、国度和忍耐里面一同有份的。
The one who is partaker of sufferings, the kingdom.
苦难，苦难，
suffering and kingdom.
和国度永远是双胞胎。
Suffering and kingdom are always twins.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
如果一个人背十字架，
if somebody is to bear the cross,
是没有前途的，
it, he does not have a future,
是没有将来的，是没有明天的，
he doesn't have a tomorrow,
那个苦就太苦了，
that suffering is too cruel,
那个十字架就太重了，
that cross is too heavy,
但是感谢主，
but thank the Lord,
我们活在地上，
when we live on earth,
那是仰望那个日子，
we look towards that day,
那得冠冕的日子，
the day when we gain a crown,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
所以很清楚，
very clear,
你看见吗？今天为着福音的缘故，
For the sake of the gospel,
现在保罗能在患难里面，基督的患难里面有份。
Paul can have a portion in his suffering.
他能交通于基督的苦难。
He can have a fellowship in his suffering.
就是因为你交通于基督的苦难。
And because you have fellowship in his suffering,
你就能有份于基督的国度。
Then you have part in his kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
国度指的奖赏。国度也指着，也国度也指着安慰来说的。
Kingdom points to a reward, but it also speaks of comfort.
所以感谢主弟兄姊。
So thank the Lord.
当你读他这些话的时候，
When you read his words,
明白很清楚的。
It's very clear.
所以什么叫福音呢？
What is the gospel?
一面把死废去。
One, it is to abolish death.
一面将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
But the other is to bring forth life and immortality to light.
到了那一天我们要得荣耀。
And then we shall gain glory.
我们今天如果与他一同受苦。
If we are to suffer with him.
有一天我们要和他一同得荣耀。
One day we will be glorified with him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
清楚得很。
Very clear.
三个重点。
Three important points.
这福音。
The gospel.
把死废去。
Abolish death.
生命显出来。
Bring forth life.
这个生命成熟到一个地步。
Life is mature to a point.
结果你看见能够站在基督的面前。
Then we can stand before the Lord.
能够得着那个荣耀的冠冕。
We can gain that glorious crown.
这个叫做这福音。
This is called the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，现在清楚了。
Now it's clear.
什么叫做那纯正话语的规模呢？
What is the pattern of the sound word?
就是这福音。
It is the gospel.
那这福音有三个重点。
The gospel has three important points.
把死废去。
Abolish death.
生命显出来。
Bring forth to light
life. 生命成熟长大长到宝座那里去。
The life mature to a point to the throne.
我们的主的生命从马槽开始。
Our Lord's life began in a manger.
一直长一直长长到宝座。
And it grew all the way into the throne.
经过十字架。
Through the cross.
所以他生命成长的轨迹是从埃是从从这个是从马槽到十字架到宝座经过十字架。
So our Lord went from the manger to the throne through the cross.
我们一般人的生命不是如此。
We probably don't go through this.
我们从摇篮里生。
We are born in a crib.
然后我们躺在坟墓里面。
And then we lie in a tomb.
我们出于土也归于土。
We go from dust to dust.
我们进来的时候是 horizontal, 平水平进来。
When we come in, we come in horizontally.
我们走的时候也是水平出去的。
When we leave, we also leave horizontally.
有中国人来美国很不容易记英文的生字。
And Chinese people, when they come to the US, many times they can't remember words in English.
你总要想个什么中文的字能帮助他叫你懂得那个字。
So sometimes you need to think of a Chinese word to help them understand an English word.
比方说医院这个字很重要。
For example, the word hospital is very important.
你生病了，你说我到医院，这个单词你要会的。
You know, when you are sick, you need to go to the hospital. You need to know the word hospital.
你要说我要去 hospital.
You have to learn to say, I want to go to the hospital.
这个字太难记了。
But hospital is very difficult to remember.
你要想个办法的嘛。
So you have to think of a word.
所以这个不需要翻译，我死必到。我死必到就是 hospital 嘛。
Hospital, that means hospital.
因为我横着进来，我要横着出去的。
Because I go come horizontally, leave horizontally.
这是天然生命成长的轨迹。
And that is the way of the natural life.
但是我们的主不是。
But it's different from our Lord.
我们的主是横着进来，垂直的出去。
Our Lord came in horizontally, but left vertically.
我们人是一长长长，你就越长越靠近坟墓。
You know that the more we grow, the closer we are to the tomb.
这是我们长进的过程。
And that is how we live.
我们的主不是。
But our Lord is different.
我们越长进越靠近宝座。
The more we live, the closer we are to the throne.
所以生命的起点可以是可以是马槽，但终点是宝座。
The beginning point can be the manger, but the final point is the throne.
但是一定经过十字架。
But it has to go through the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就是那个三个重点所告诉我们。
That is what those three important points tell us.
这就是这福音。
That is the gospel.
这就是你从我所听的那纯正话语的开幕。
That is the pattern of the sound words that you heard from me.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and
sisters. 我们的主达到宝座。
Our Lord has reached the throne.
我们的生命的终点也是达到宝座。
And our life's goal is the throne.
今天不管怎样的辛苦，不管多少的眼泪。
No matter how much suffering, no matter how many tears.
当我们走在十字架道路的时候。
When we walk the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在保罗快走到终点了。
Paul is reaching the end.
想想看。
Think about it.
提摩太想想保罗一生到最后是会害怕。
When Timothy thinks about this, Timothy is going to be afraid.
因为这是保罗要经要为主寻道。
Because Paul is to be martyred.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
一个寻道者。
A martyr.
他的心像狮子一样的心。
His heart is like the heart of a lion.
他的脸像天使的脸。
But his face is like the face of an angel.
这是这福音所造成。
This is what the gospel has created. This is the product of the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
保
罗要走到冬天的尽头。
Paul is to arrive at the end of winter.
他把最后最重要的话告诉提摩太。
He gives the most important words to Timothy.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
刚才讲的是他的总结。
What we talked about was the conclusion.
他一生主用他讲了很多的话。
The Lord has used him to speak many
words. 他把这三个重点点出来，这是这福音，这是神话语的楷模。
And the three important points on the gospel, that is the pattern.
但是你记得吗？保罗怎么说？
But what did Paul say?
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模。
The words which, the pattern of the word, the sound words which you heard from me.
所以这是你从我听的。
These you have heard from me.
神启示给保罗。
God revealed it to Paul.
这些话神托给保罗。
And God has entrusted these words to Paul. 所以
保罗就说了。
And Paul spoke these words.
然后谁听了呢？
Who listened?
提摩太就听了。
Timothy heard the words.
然后圣灵就把这些话就通通收集在一起。
And the Holy Spirit gathered all these words.
这就是保罗的十三封书信。
And these are the 13 epistles of Paul.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以如果你要知道什么叫做纯正话语的规模。
So if you are to know what is to hold fast to the pattern of sound words.
那就是读保罗的十三封书信就可以了。
Then you need to read the 13 epistles of Paul.
那我们现在就可以散会了。
So now we can end our meeting.
你们回去读十三封就可以了。
Go back home and read the 13 epistles.
但是感谢主，主为我们预备这个聚会。
But thank the Lord, He gave us this conference.
所以我们就看在十三封书信里面。
So in these 13 epistles,
保罗怎么把这三个重点把它点出来？
How did Paul point out these three important points?
明白吗？
Do you understand?
讲到保罗的十三封书信。
When we speak of Paul's 13 epistles,
有两条路来读他的。
There are two ways to study them.
一个是按照时间的次序来读保罗的书。
One is a chronological order.
比方说，提摩太帖撒罗尼前后书是在主后56年、57年写的。
For example, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians was written 56-57 AD.
这是第一组。
That is the first set of books.
5年以后。
5 years later,
那就是加拉太，就是罗马书、加拉太书零前零后。
Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
好，这是五年以后。
That is 5 years later.
再五年以后。
5 years later again.
保罗就在监狱里面写了以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓立比书和腓利门书。
And Paul wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, and Philemon.
再五年。
In prison.
现在他要殉道了。
Another 5 years, he's to be martyred.
写了三本的提子书。
He wrote the 3 T's.
许多圣经学者从这个角度来看保罗。
So many students of the word study the epistles this way.
因为这样读的时候，你能看见保罗的生命是怎么成长。
So if you study it this way, you can see how Paul's life matured.
还有保罗的启示是怎么样一步一步往上爬。
And then you can see how his revelation is elevated each time.
这个得到很大的帮助。
This helps us much.
但是还有一条路。
But there's another way to study these epistles.
那就是按照道理的次序。
And it is through the doctrinal order.
换一句话说
，In other words,
既然这些纯正话语的规模是交托给教会的
，Since the pattern of the sound word is given to the church,
那么毫无疑问的弟兄姊妹
，Undoubtedly,
现在那个次序当然是根据道理的次序。
So the order has to be according to doctrine.
比方说，罗马书是最长的
，So we know that Romans is the longest epistle.
所以你看。我们知道讲到神的话的，讲到神的旨意，讲到神的救恩，当然罗马书在最前面的。
We know that Romans speaks of his purpose of salvation. That is definitely the number one book.
所以你看罗马书是那么丰富，那么重要。
So Romans is so rich and so important.
因为篇幅是最长最长的。
And because it has the most words.
然后接下来呢
？Most chapters.
接下来呢
？And following that.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians,
哥林多后书
then Second Corinthians,
然后加拉太书
then Galatians.
所以那个次序就是我们现在圣经的次序。
So that order is actually the order that we find it in the Bible today.
神有很多话要说。
God has much to speak.
所以你知道说那个基础的话当然在罗马书。
So of course the first words are in Romans.
所以罗马书讲到加拉太书就告一段落了。
So Romans spoke all the way to Galatians, then it reaches one stage.
所以这是第一个 cycle, 第一个循环。
And this is the first cycle.
然后呢到了过了一段时间保罗更丰富了。
And then Paul had even more richness in him.
所以他又开始说了一段话。
He started to speak once again.
那以弗所说的最长。
Ephesians, he spoke the most.
然后腓立比。
Then Philippians.
然后哥罗西。
Then Colossians.
弟兄姊妹你看那个次序很清楚的。
Do you see the order here?
当你第二个循环的时候。
And after the second cycle.
他等于把前面的话再说一遍。
He, as if he re-spoke the words again.
现在从另外一个角度来说。
But from a different angle.
罗马书是从地上讲到天上。
Romans, he spoke from the earth to the heavenlies.
但是现在呢以弗所从天上讲到地上。
But from Ephesians, he spoke from the heavenlies down to earth.
这是第二个循环。
That is the second cycle.
你看见吗？也是按照次序的。
And again, it's according to order.
然后最后呢，是帖撒罗尼迦前书、帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And then lastly, we arrive at 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这是神对借着保罗对教会所说的话。
This is what God through Paul spoke these words to the church.
其他的书信是个人的。
The other epistles are personal letters.
所以如果讲到神对于教会的托付的话，
When we speak of what God has entrusted to the church,
那就是神借着保罗对教会所说的话。
And that is the words that God spoke through Paul to the church.
他对于教会说了三大段的话。
He spoke to the church three great words.
第一个循环，第二个循环，跟第三个循环。
The first, second, and third cycles.
弟兄姊妹，很清楚的。
Very important.
那么，如果你仔细的读头四封书信的话
，If you are to carefully read the first four epistles,
我们要让保罗讲给我们听。
We need to have Paul explain.
到底这四封书信讲什么
？What do these four epistles tell us？
现在，如果你闭起眼睛，你说到底这四卷福音书讲什么
？If you are to close your eyes and say, what do these four epistles tell us？
当然是话语。
Of course, it is word.
当然是道理。
Of course, it is doctrine.
那什么道呢？
But what is the word?
保罗自己告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
在哥林多前书里面，他自己告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians, he tells us what is that word.
十字架的道。
He said it is the word of the cross.
他将死废去。
He abolished death.
将死废去，这个后后面神有很多的话要说，那就是十字架的道。
And when he abolished death, he has many words to speak, and that is the word of the cross.
从以弗所书开始
，from Ephesians on，
一直到哥罗西书那三卷书，给我们看见什么
？Until Colossians, it shows us what？
在腓立比书里面
，in Philippians，
保罗自己说的
，Paul said these words，
将生命的道表明出来。
Holding forth the word of life，
很明显讲到生命的道。
Very clearly, here we see the word of life。
果然。你看见把那不能坏的生命把它显出来。
And then that life and that immortality was able to be shown forth.
所以你看见一面是十字架的道，另一面是生命的道。
On one hand we have the word of the cross, the other hand we have the word of life.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？这个很明显是神借着保罗赐给教会。
This is very clearly what God has entrusted to the church through Paul.
那为什么在这个道理次序里面，帖撒罗尼迦前书后书摆在最后面？
And why in this doctrinal order is 1st and 2nd Thessalonians put at the very end?
就是时间是最早的，但是就道理次序是最后面的。
As the chronological order, they were written first, but in the doctrinal order, they are put at the back.
因为这个生命不能毁坏的生命要成长。
Because this incorruptible life needs to grow.
长到最高峰的时候。
It needs to grow to a point.
长到成熟的时候。
When it is mature.
对于主来说是升天，对我们来讲是被提。
For the Lord it is ascension, for us it is rapture.
被提乃是指着生命成熟的。
Rapture for us means that life has matured.
所以有一天我们要站在他面前。
One day we will stand before him.
那个日子是被提的日子。
That day is the day of rapture.
是得荣耀的日子。
That is the day of glory.
是主擦干我们眼泪的日子。
That is the day he wipes away our tears.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在主把帖撒罗尼迦前书后书赐给我们。
So now he gives us 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
结果是什么？
What is the result?
就给我们看见。
He shows us.
这个生命最后是一直达到宝座的。
This life reaches up to the throne.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
有三个重点。
Three important points.
十字架。
The cross,
生命
life
和冠冕
and crown.
没有十字架就没有冠冕
No cross, no crown.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord, brothers.
这是这福音
This is the gospel.
这也是神话语的规模
This is also the pattern of sound words.
你读约翰书信也是一样
When you read the epistles of John,
启示录也是这样
When you read Revelation,
彼得也这样
Peter, it's the same.
他们讲都是神的话。
They all speak God's word.
弟兄姊妹，但如果你要找到那个素描的话
，But if you are to look at the
素描，就是这个 sketch.
If you are to look at the sketch,
你知道大概神的话就是这样子了。
You see that the word is just like this.
弟兄姊妹，这个你容易，你有那个印象，你容易持守啊。
So if you have an impression, you're able to grab hold of it.
如果你知道十三封书信，你根本不知道怎么持守啊。
Maybe you don't know how to grab hold of it if you just know the 13 epistles.
但是每一组书信有它的特点的。
But each set of epistles has its features.
有一个中心思想的。
There's one central thought.
这就是神的话奇妙的地方。
That is the amazing thing in God's word.
结果就一句话就把四卷书提起来了。
So this one phrase will lift up those books.
那是十字架的道。
That is the word of the cross.
又一句话，生命的道就把第二组监狱的书信把它提起来了。
And another phrase, the word of life will lift up those epistles.
然后到了帖撒罗尼迦后书。
But when we reach Thessalonians,
保罗用了一句话很特别的。
Paul uses another phrase.
他说主的道。
He says, the word of the Lord.
这个我明天要解释。
Tomorrow I will explain it.
弟兄姊妹，主的道和得冠冕得荣耀有关系。
The word of the Lord has much to do with gaining the crown.
所以很清楚。
So very clear.
什么叫做主神话语纯正话语的楷模呢？
And what is the pattern of the sound word of God?
生命十字架的道。
The word of the cross.
然后生命的道。
The word of life.
然后就是成长的道。
And then the word of the Lord. Or the word of maturity.
意思就是说这个得或者得胜的道。
Or the word of victory.
那用在保罗用的时候就讲的是主的道。
When Paul uses it, Paul says the word of the Lord.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brother.
这个应该就是主保罗就是提摩太从保罗那所接过来的那纯正话语的楷模。
And this is what Timothy received from Paul, the pattern of the sound words.
那现在我们来看头四卷书。
So let us now look at the first four epistles.
就是罗马书临前临后然后加拉太书。
Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and Galatians.
然后我们来看到底这四卷书怎么说到十字架的道。
So we want to see how these four epistles speak of the word of the cross.
那十字架道到底是什么？
What is the word of the cross?
所以有一段很重要的圣经。
There's a very important portion of scripture.
这一段圣经就把这四卷的书就把它打开了。
This portion of scripture opens up these epistles.
所以我想我们要把它读一下。
So we need to read it.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians, chapter 1. Verse 18.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
22节。
Verse 22.
犹太人是要神迹，希利人是求智慧。
For indeed Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom.
什么叫十字架的道呢？
What is the word of the cross?
这个道保罗要传的。
Paul is to preach this word.
所以二十三节说。
So verse 23
says, 我们却是传钉十字架的基督，这是十字架的道。
But we preach Christ crucified. That is the word of the cross.
在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
To Jews, a stumbling block. To Gentiles, foolishness.
但在蒙召的人，蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
所以什么是十字架的道？
What is the word of the cross?
你默想刚才所读的这几句话。
If you were to meditate on these words we just read,
这就是十字架的道。
That is the word of the cross.
你问我说这四封书信到底讲什么？
If you ask me, what do these four epistles speak of?
你看见没有比这一段圣经讲得更清楚的。
There is no portion that is clearer than this portion we just read.
当你读哥林多前书的时候，
When you read 1 Corinthians,
你觉得感谢主，这里有一帮人蒙恩得救。
You say, thank the Lord, there's a group of believers here.
哥林多有两个港口。
There are two ports in Corinth.
一个港口已经可以制造一个罪恶的城市。
In one port, you can is created a city full of evil.
一个城市如果有两个港口的话，那是更可怕的一个城市。
And if a city, an evil city, has two ports, it's even more evil.
那个时候说哥林多人，大家都知道是什么样的人。
At that time, we all knew how the Corinthians were.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在那一帮人的中间。
Among those people.
你看许多人归转向神。
Many people turned to the Lord.
他们蒙恩得救。
They were saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
结果他们不只是一个身体。
Then they were not just one body.
因为圣灵明主明保罗明明对他们说圣灵把你们浸成中国一致的身体。
Because Paul even said they were baptized into one body.
所以在哥林多有神的教会。
In Corinth, there is the church of the Lord.
在哥林多，你看见基督的身体。
In Corinth, you see the body of Christ.
但感谢主，这个身体也长大。
And this body matures.
但是另外一方面。
But on the other hand.
你看哥林多的教会虽然口才 恩赐很大很丰富。
But even the church of Corinth, even though they're speaking, the gift was very rich.
但是格林多教会是问题最多的教会。
But the church of Corinth had the most problems.
你说得救了以后还有问题吗？
You say, well, after we're saved, we have problems.
蒙恩了以后还有问题吗？
After we're saved, we have problems.
我们弟兄姊妹问题多得很。
There are many problems.
需要哥林多前书整本的书给我们看你教会里面有多少的问题。
We can see many, many problems in 1 Corinthians.
我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候。
When we are first saved.
我们真是觉得好。
We say it's great.
弟兄姊妹能够彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters can love one another.
但是不能久，你久了以后，你发现有很多的问题。
But it can't be a long-lasting love because many problems arise.
刚开始好像度蜜月一样。
First, it's like a honeymoon.
恨不得两个人穿一条裤子。
We all want to even wear the same pants.
但是没有多久以后。
But after a little bit,
难处就来了。
Difficulties arise.
弟兄姊妹，有太多的难处。
Many problems.
一开始他们就告诉保罗说。
And at the beginning, they
有人说我们是属保罗的属基法的还是属亚波罗的
They say I'm of Cephas I'm Apollos I'm Paul
结果基督分开了
And then Christ is divided
教会应该是基督的身体
the church should be the body of Christ
他们怎么分裂了呢
How can they be divided
弟兄姊妹这是第一世纪
This is the first century
到了二十一世纪
And in the 21st century
我们看得更清楚
We even see clear
弟兄姊妹今天有谁能够解决教会的问题呢
Who can solve the problem of the church today
弟兄没有人能解决这个问题。
Nobody can.
你知道说今天谁要解决这个问题，谁就要背十字架。
Who is to solve this problem is the one who is to bear the
cross. 最后证明他根本就不能解决问题。
And that means he cannot solve the problem.
他脱离宗派，结果产生另外一个宗派。
He leaves one sect, but he goes to another.
弟兄姊妹，有没有答案
？Is there an answer?
许多的问题。
Many problems.
这不过问题的开始。
But it is just the beginning of problems.
哥林多有好多的问题。
The church in Corinth had many problems.
有道德上的问题。
There are many moral problems.
有道理上的问题。
There are doctrinal problems.
弟兄姊妹，还有他们在教会里面实行有很多的问题。
And there are many problems in what they were doing in the church.
这个树是在那长的。
That tree was growing.
但这个树慢慢慢慢长歪了。
But this tree was growing crooked.
所以哥林多前书保罗就要把那个树把它矫正过来。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul is trying to righten the tree.
长歪了表示这个树有问题啊。
When the tree is going crooked, that means the tree has problems.
我们把孩子送到学校去。
When we send our child to school,
结果老师说你的孩子是问题儿童。
And when the teacher says you have a problem child,
那什么叫问题儿童呢
What does that mean?
他和别人都长，但他长到一个方向去了。
He grows with all the other kids, but he's going his own direction.
所以现在你要解决这个问题。
But you need to solve this problem.
弟兄姊妹
Brother,
你怎么解决这个问题呢
How do you solve the problem?
你跑到世界上有办法的。
You go to the world, there's a way.
你找犹太人有办法。
Jews, they have a way.
犹太人要神迹。
Jews want a sign.
他们要是能力。
They want power.
那么然后你找希利尼人也有问题，也有办法。
And the Greeks also have a way.
他说我们有办法。
They have a solution.
我们要把人间变成天堂。
We want all these people on this earth to become in the, heaven.
结果四百年、五百年，他们真的在那里做做做做。
And they kept doing that for 400 or 500 years.
有一天他们来见主耶稣了。
And one day they came to see Jesus.
我们要见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus.
我们不是要见苏格拉底。
We don't want to see Socrates.
我们不是要见亚里士多德。
We don't want to see Aristotle.
四百年、五百年，我们的酒都用尽了。
400 or 500 years, our wine is done.
我们要见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
He says.The hour of the glorification of the Son of Man is at hand.
这个世界是个烂摊子。
This world is a mess.
没有人能解决的。
Nobody can solve it.
现在主耶稣要解决了。
Now the Lord will solve it.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 你要解决问题你需要两样东西才行。
If you are to solve it, you need to have two things.
第一，你需要智慧。
First, you need wisdom.
第二，你需要能力。
Second, you need power.
有的人光有智慧没有能力。
Some have wisdom, but they don't have power.
我很聪明，我发明一样东西。
I'm very smart. I can invent something.
但是我需要有人财团投资，我才能够把我发明的能够发明能够推出去。
But somebody has to invest and develop it so that it can be continue forward.
所以犹太人只供应能力。
So the Jews can only contribute power.
希利尼人只供应智慧。
The Greeks can only contribute.Wisdom.
世界有的是办法。
The world has its way.
一个是能力，一个是智慧，一个是能力。
One is power, one is wisdom.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
哥林多教会怎么解决它？
How do you solve the problem of the church of Corinth?
我们常常说 把许多弟兄召聚在一起，我们来个特会。
We say, okay, let us have a special meeting.
我们请几个很有经验的年长弟兄来帮助我们。
So let us invite very mature brothers to help us.
到底圣经的话是怎么说的？
What does the Bible tell us?
这个路是怎么走的？
How do we walk the right way?
只要有人告诉我们怎么，我们就跟着这么走。
As long as somebody tells us how to walk, we will walk.
我们觉得这个问题就解决了。
And then we can solve the problem.
你读教会的历史。
When you read church history,
整个的教会历史给我们看见。
The entire church history tells us.
没有一个人能解决这个烂摊子。
There is not one person who can have a solution for this mess.
我们以为得救以前很多的问题。
We thought we had many problems.
但是结果呢，我们得救以后也有很多的问题。
Before we were saved, but after we were saved, we also had problems.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们需要的是能力，我们需要的智慧，我们需要的是能力。
Now we need wisdom and we need power.
智慧在哪里？
Where is wisdom?
能力在哪里？
Where is power?
有的人你要能力吗？
You want power?
你到犹太教去。
Go to Judaism.
Judaism. 如果你要智慧吗？
You want wisdom?
你多读一点希腊的哲学。
Read more of Greek philosophy.
多读一点 classic, 多读一点古典的东西。
More, read some more classics.
所以很多的政治家。
So there are many philosophers.
他们就从犹太人，就从希利人，就借来了许多的能力，就借到了许多的智慧。
They have taken from the Jews' power and from Greeks' wisdom.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
神的办法和人的办法不一样。
Man's ways and God's ways are different.
有一个地方你可以得到能力。
There is one place you can gain power.
得到智慧。
You can gain wisdom.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个能力是神的能力。
That power is God's power.
那个智慧是神的智慧。
That wisdom is God's wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架的道。
This is the word of the cross.
希利的人传苏格拉底。
The Greeks preach Socrates.
犹太人传摩西。
The Jews preach Moses.
但是我们却传钉十字架的基督。
But we preach Christ crucified.
犹太人传弥赛亚。
Jews speak of the Messiah.
但是我们传钉十字架的弥赛亚。
But we speak of the Messiah that was crucified.
十字架是软弱的。
The cross is weakness.
基督是刚强的。
Christ is strong.
这两个东西怎么放在一起？
How do you put these two together?
这是宇宙的矛盾。
This is the paradox of the universe.
谁能把它放在一起？真正的智慧。
Who can put them together? It is true wisdom.
谁把它放在一起？真正的能力。
Who can put them together? It is true power.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
感谢主，保罗怎么说呢？
What does Paul say?
十字架的道。
What is the word of the cross?
我们却传钉十字架的基督。
We preach Christ crucified.
在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
To Jews a stumbling block, to Greeks foolishness.
为什么犹太人到今天还不能，还是绊脚，还不能相信主耶稣钉十字架？
Why do the Jews today still cannot believe Jesus was crucified? Jesus, it is still a stumbling block to them.
他们有太多伟大的 rabbis.
Because they have too many great rabbis.
他们很多。
They have many great rabbis.
但是弟兄姊妹，问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
他们只传弥赛亚。
They preach the Messiah.
荣耀的弥赛亚。
The glorious Messiah.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
弥赛荣耀跟羞辱怎么放在一起？
How do you put glory and shame together?
十字架是羞辱。
The cross is the shame.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
根据圣经。
According to the Bible.
根据犹太人的圣经。
According to the Jewish Bible.
根据 Deuteronomy 生命记。
According to Deuteronomy.
凡挂在木头上都是咒诅的。
The one hung on the tree is cursed.
保罗很清楚。
Paul is very clear.
除非他圣经读错了。
Unless he misread the Bible.
如果他圣经没有错的话。
If he did not misread the Bible.
主耶稣明明钉在十字架上。
Jesus,
明明挂在木头上。
Jesus was hung on the cross.
他一定是可咒诅的。
He is to be cursed.
如果可咒诅，怎么是基督啊？
If he is cursed, how can be the Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗觉得他神学不会错的。
Paul knew that his theology was not wrong.
他不能错。
He can't be wrong.
他错了，旧约就错了。
If he was wrong, the Old Testament would be wrong.
但他的解释错了。
But his interpretation was wrong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
在他没有蒙恩得救以前，
Before he was saved,
十字架对保罗是绊脚石。
The cross to Paul was a stumbling block.
他不能相信。
He couldn't believe it.
他不止不能相信。
He not only couldn't believe it.
他要逼迫跟随主耶稣的人。
But he was to persecute those who follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他不能相信？
Why couldn't he believe?
因为如果是弥赛亚的话。
Because if he were indeed the Messiah.
他的拳头一定比罗马帝国的拳头更大。
His fist should be greater than the fist of the Roman Empire.
如果这个弥赛亚把罗马帝国钉在十字架上。
If this Messiah were to nail the Roman Empire to the cross,
你不要怕没有人跟随,
then you would have many followers.
千千万万的跟随,
myriads of followers.
千千万犹太人跟随他,
thousands of Jews would follow him.
但是问题在这里,
but here's the problem.
两千年前,
2000 years ago,
是罗马帝国把我们的主钉在十字架上。
It was the Roman Empire that crucified our Lord Jesus.
你怎么能相信?
How do you believe?
这个代表软弱。
This represents weakness.
对于希腊人来说,
to the Greeks,
所有希腊人的哲学都是超人的哲学, Superman 的哲学。
All the Greek philosophers were super philosophers.
你应该发展你自己, develop yourself.
You should develop yourself.
你应该 enhance, 应该发挥, 应该发挥你, 发挥你的自己。
You have to enhance yourself.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
换句话, 你要把你最强的地方让别人看见。
You want to show forth your the most powerful things that you have.
但十字架乃是公开的展览, 让人家看见。这好像是软弱。
The cross is showing to everybody an apparent weakness.
这似乎是愚昧。
It is an apparent foolishness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么没有人愿意接受十字架。
Therefore, nobody wanted the cross.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
表面上是软弱。
On the surface, it was weakness.
表面上是愚昧。
On the surface, it was foolishness.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是最大的智慧。
This is the greatest wisdom.
这是最大的能力。
This is the greatest power.
最软弱的是最刚强的。
The most weak is the most strong.
宇宙中最大的能力不是核子能力。
The greatest power in this earth is not nuclear power.
乃是十字架的能力。
It is the power of the cross.
宇宙中最大的智慧不是哲学家的智慧。
The greatest wisdom in the universe is not that of philosophers.
所有哲学家加在一起都赶不上那个智慧。
All the philosophers added together cannot match the
great wisdom. 那是十字架的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你每次看见十字架的时候，
when you see the cross,
你就看见这是神的能力，这也是神的智慧。
You see, this is God's power and His wisdom.
我们来从罗马书读一段圣经就清楚。
Let us read a portion in Romans.
第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第六节，罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
For while we were, but God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
是第十节。
Verse 10.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好。
For while we were still enemies, we were reconciled to God.
这段讲什么？
Through the death of His Son.
这段到底讲什么？
What does this tell us?
这是十字架的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
因为在十字架上，我们的主为罪人死。
Because on the cross, our Lord died for sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
为义人死是少有的。为义人死是少有的。为人人死或者有敢做的。
Verse, for one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone will dare even to die.
你看见吗？现在唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候。
So even when he was a sinner,
为我们死。
He died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
And God's love once again was manifest.
什么叫神的爱？
What is God's love?
看看十字架。
Look at the cross.
看看我们这些罪人，竟然他为我们死。
Look at the cross and how he had died for us sinners.
他不是为义人死，也不是为人人死。
He did not die for one man.
这个多得很。
There are many people.
但是感谢主，依着神的大爱。
Because of his great love.
在十字架上，主为我死，为你死。
On the cross, he died for you and for me.
但是更奇妙的。
But more amazingly.
他不只为罪人死。
That even though not only did he die for sinners,
乃是当我们做神仇敌的时候
but when we were his enemies,
他是为敌人死
he died for his enemies.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
你把罪人跟敌人放在一起
if you put sinners and enemies together,
你把神的爱放在另外一边
and you put his love separately,
什么叫十字架？
What is the cross?
十字架是个什么样的地方？
Where is the cross?
十字架是人恨神恨到最高的地方。
The cross is where God, where man hates God the most.
他们钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They said, crucify him, crucify him.
除掉他，除掉他。
crucify him, get rid of him.
我们不只是罪人，我们也是敌人。
We are not only sinners, we are enemies.
我们从没有得救以前，我们就是恨我们的神。
So before we were saved, we hated him.
我们拒绝神所预备的救恩。
We rejected his salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
但是主不只是为罪人死。
But not only did he die for sinners,
主也为敌人死。
He died for his enemies.
结果他受了这些人的羞辱。
And he suffered the shame from them.
你看见犹大把他卖了。
Judas betrayed him.
亚比拉多定罪把他定在十字架上。
And Pilate sentenced him to the cross.
你看见不只是犹太人也外邦都联合起来把主定在十字架上。
And the Jews and the Gentiles all crucified him.
我们都是罪人，我们都是敌人。
We are all sinners and enemies.
你怎么知道我们恨到了最高点？
How do you know our hatred has reached its climax?
你不知道什么叫做恨，除非你看见十字架。
You cannot see hatred if you do not see the
cross.
On the cross shows forth the hatred of man to the most.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget.
十字架也是爱到最高点。
But the cross also is the climax of love.
当人恨神恨得不能再恨的时候，神爱人爱得不能够再爱。
When man hated God to a point that you couldn't hate anymore, God loved them to a point that you cannot love anymore.
当我们的主受尽了羞辱，受尽了折磨。
When he was suffered shame and when he was suffered,
那是十字架的痛苦。
That is the suffering of the cross.
他受过鞭打，被拒绝。
He was rejected. He was scourged.
弟兄姊妹，当他刚刚被钉起来的时候，
When he was first nailed to the cross,
所有钉十字架的人，
All those were nailed to the cross.
那个痛苦到一个地步，
That pain,
只有一个办法可以解脱的，
Can only be resolved with one thing.
麻药都不行，醋都不行，
Vinegar was not enough.
一个办法可以的，
One thing can be done.
那就是咒诅。
And that is to curse God.
如果你咒诅的话，
If you curse God,
你看那个时候你能够减轻你的痛苦，
Then you can lighten your pain.
或者咒诅你的敌人，
Or curse your enemy.
你看见吗？现在有人把你钉在十字架，你当然要咒诅他们。
And if somebody is crucifying you, of course you're going to curse them.
如果罗马把你钉在十字架，你咒诅罗马。
If Rome is going to crucify you, then you curse them.
所以十字架，有人把你钉在十字架，你就咒诅那个钉你十字架的人。
So you want to curse the one who nails you to the cross.
所以这个咒诅的对象就是钉主耶稣的人。
So the object of that curse should be the one who has nailed him.
弟兄姊妹，只有靠咒诅能够减轻那个痛苦。
Only cursing would be able to lighten his pain.
我们的主受了许多的痛苦。
And our Lord suffered much.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
他没有咒诅。
He did not curse.
他反倒祝福。
But instead, he blessed.
他在十字架上为罪人祷告。
On the cross, he prayed for sinners.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
钉十字架需要能力的。
To be crucified, you need power.
需要像犹大那样的狡猾。
You need to be as crafty as Judas.
需要像罗马帝国那样的能力才可能钉十字架。
You need to be as powerful as the Roman Empire to be able to crucify.
终于把我们的主钉在十字架上。
Finally, they crucified him.
现在罗马秀出他的拳头。
Now they were able to show forth their fist.
全世界秀出他的拳头。
And the whole world was able to show forth their fist.
终于把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And they crucified him on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
有人打你的右脸。
If somebody is to hit your cheek,
你转过第二个脸，
when you turn your other cheek,
谁是软弱的，谁是刚强？
Who is the weak one? Who is the strong one?
打人的人是全世界最软弱的人。
The one who hit you is the weakest in the world.
能转过第二个脸，
the one,
那个人是最刚强的。
The one who can turn his cheek is the one who is strong.
是爱的能力。
It is the power of love.
神爱我们的大爱。
It is the great power of love.
就在十字架上转过第二个脸。
That on the cross he's turned his other cheek.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
十字架给我们看见爱的能力。
The cross shows us the power of love.
那个能力是爱仇敌的能力。
That power is the power to love the enemy.
你被仇敌糟蹋了。
You have been wronged by the enemy.
你被仇敌摧毁了。
You have been rejected by the enemy.
你还能爱他。
But yet you can still love
them. 你还能说赦免他们。
You can say forgive them.
现在问题在这里。
Now the problem is.
这个祷告神听还是不要听？
Is God going to listen to this prayer?
弟兄姊妹，难道神不听他爱子的祷告？
Is God not going to answer the prayer of his
beloved? 当然他要听他爱子的祷告。
Of course he has to answer the prayer.
如果他听他爱子的祷告的话，
If he listens to the prayer of his beloved, there's one problem.
这些都是罪人。
These are all sinners.
这些都是敌人。
These are all enemies.
按照神的公义。
According to God's righteousness.
他们都应该受审判。
They should be judged.
如果神让他们去了。
If God were to let them go.
这国家没有 justice, 没有公义。
Then this says there's no justice in the world.
神是爱的神。
God is a God of love.
但你怎么证明神是公义的神?
But how do you prove that he is a God of righteousness?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神的公义和神的爱等一个是地极一个是北极。
God's righteousness, one is the North Pole, God's righteousness and God's love.
两个永远不可能相遇的。
They are completely separate. They cannot be together.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
只要两个不能相遇问题不能够解决。
Since they cannot meet, then the problem cannot be resolved.
你的罪不能解决，我的罪不能解决。
Your sin, my sin cannot be resolved.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
前三个钟头。
The first 3 hours.
人把我们的主钉在十字架上。
Man crucified our Lord.
如果只有这三个钟头的话。
If there were only 3 hours.
那么犹大把主卖了，他没有功劳也有苦劳。
Judas, even though he didn't, he would have at least some little contribution.
所以很多人说犹大，有人替犹大抱不平，很多人喜欢抱不平，替犹大抱不平。所以你看，犹大如果不卖主，我们这个人不会得救啊。
And many people like to protect Judas and give him a reason, saying if he hadn't betrayed the Lord, then we wouldn't be saved.
你错了，你完全错了。你只知道十字架前面三个钟头的故事。
You are completely wrong. You don't know the story of the first 3 hours of the cross.
100万个犹大也不能成功神的救恩。
A million Judas couldn't accomplish the work of
什么叫十字架呢?
What is the cross?
弟兄姊妹，当我们的主真的要听他儿子祷告的时候，
When God wanted to hear the prayer of his beloved son,
赦免这些人的时候，
When he was to forgive all these people,
所以弟兄姊妹，在第二段到12点到3点钟的时候，
On the second half, from 12 to 3 o'clock,
我们就听见主耶稣在天地之间呼喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？
We hear our Lord crying out, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
为着完成神的公义，
To complete his work of righteousness,
神没有让我们死，神让他的儿子死。
He did not allow us to die. He allowed his son to die.
前三个钟头，人把主钉在十字架上。
The first 3 hours, man crucified him.
后三个钟头，神把他儿子钉在十字架上。
The last 3 hours, God crucified our Lord.
没有神做这一部分，没有救恩。
If God did not do this, we would not have salvation.
救恩不会完全的。
Salvation would not be complete.
这个世界没有答案的。
There's no answer in this world.
我们都沉沦了。
We would all fall.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
就是因为后面三个钟头。
Because of the latter 3 hours.
主耶稣站在你的位置，站在我的。
Jesus stood in my and your position.
所以神愤怒的杖落在他儿子的身上。
So the wrath of God was upon his son.
主耶稣为我们受了审判。
Jesus was a judge for our sake.
所以为我们完成了救赎。
And he completed redemption.
这样就完成了，就叫神的公义得到满足，神的爱也得到满足。
So that God's love and God's righteousness can be satisfied.
有一个国王的儿子犯了罪了。
There was the son of a king who committed a crime.
按国法要把两个眼睛挖出来。
And according to the law of the land, he had to take out both of his eyes.
如果他真的这样做,
and if he took out both of his
他有
eyes,
他有公义没有爱,
he would have righteousness but no love.
如果他说我的儿子不需要两个眼睛, 只有爱没有公义,
and if the king were to say that my child doesn't need to have his eyes, there would only be righteousness, no love.
结果受刑的那一天,
so on the day of penalty,
他下一个命令,
he decreed,
拿一个盘子来,
he says, give me a plate.
把我儿子的眼睛挖出来, 一个眼睛挖出来。
Take out one of the eyes of my son.
也把我的眼睛也挖出来。
And take out one of my eyes.
这两个眼睛，这两个眼睛在盘子上。
These two eyes on a plate.
一面满足了国家的公义，一面满足了王的爱。
On one hand, satisfied the righteousness of the land, but also satisfied the king's love.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个世界没有希望。
There is no hope in this world.
如果根据神的 attributes, 神的属性的话，人没有希望。
If you are to according to God's attributes, there is no hope in
this world. 如果光是神的公义，光是神的爱，我们没有希望。
Just if we had God's righteousness or His love, we would have no hope.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
公义和神的慈爱居然相遇。
Righteousness and God's love met.
这是神的智慧。
This is God's wisdom.
弟兄, wisdom of God.
This is the wisdom of God.
不只是 wisdom of God, 而且这是神的能力。
Not only the wisdom of God, but the power of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
人以为是愚拙的。
People thought that this was foolishness.
人以为是软弱的。
Man thought this was weakness.
我们就是这么得救的。
But this is how we were saved.
所以是这福音。
So it is the gospel.
这是好消息。
This is the good news.
这是关万民大好的信息。
This is a great news for all mankind.
弟兄姊妹，为什么是好消息？
Why is it good news?
人类有希望了。
Because man has hope.
人类有拯救了。
Man came has salvation.
弟兄姊妹，神是爱的神。
God is a God of love. God is a God of righteousness. But on the cross, God's righteousness, God's love, they met.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这就是我们蒙恩得救的开始。
This is the beginning of our salvation.
我们说我们不再定罪了。
We said no longer are we condemned.
因为十字架的救赎叫我们脱离罪恶的审判。
Because the redemption of the cross has delivered us from the judgment of sin.
所以从此以后我们天在地好像在天一样。
So today we are on earth as if we were in heaven.
我们天天快乐，天天喜乐。
Forever we are rejoiced.
我们好像一点的问题都没有。
It's as if we have no problem.
好像一个人走进结婚礼堂以前。
It's as if before the person goes into the chapel to be married.
那新郎是王子，新郎是白马王子，新娘是白雪公主。
The groom is the prince charming and the bride is the princess.
所以后来Snow White. 所以后来最后呢，他们两个终于结婚了。
And then both of them get married.
那么后来这个终于过幸福美满的日子。
And they live a wonderful life together.
我们得救的时候就是这个样子。
And when we are saved, we are the same.
你不知道得救那一刻是什么样的喜乐。
You don't know how much joy we have when we're saved.
当我从水里上来的时候。
When I come out of the water.
我觉得整个世界改变了。
I see the whole world has changed.
其实世界没有变，是我变了。
But the world didn't change, I changed.
所以我以为从现在开始就是过幸福美满的日子。
So I think that I am going to live a satisfying, wonderful life.
十字架就是这样就好了，就叫我上天堂就完了。
And the cross enables me to go to the heavens.
但是慢慢你就发现还有一大堆的问题。
But slowly we see many problems.
所以结过婚的人就知道很多的问题。
So after you're married, then the problems begin.
两个人二十年都住在不同的屋檐底下，现在一住在一起，很多的问题就来了。
For 20 years they live under separate roofs. Now they live under one roof. Many problems.
做媒的人只管你婚前，只管你两个结婚，婚后不管的。
Matchmakers only consider you beforehand. They don't care what happens after you're
married. 你生不生儿子他不管的。
If you have a child, they don't care.
所以做媒不管生儿子的。
So matchmakers don't have anything to do with
offspring. 所以什么叫十字架的智慧呢？
What is the wisdom of the cross?
什么叫十字架能力呢？
What is the power of the cross?
得救以前他要管，得救也要管。
Before you're saved, he wants to take care of you, and even after you're saved, he wants to take care of you.
得救以前，需要神的智慧和神的能力。
Before you're saved, you need the power and the wisdom of God.
得救以后也需要神的能力。
But after you're saved, you also need the power and wisdom of God.
为什么弟兄姊妹？现在你看见说，所以这个婚姻后来发生问题了。
And therefore, you see the problems in the marriage.
因为新郎是个问题新郎，新娘是个问题新娘。
Because the groom is a problem groom, the bride is a problem bride.
二十年在你家里。
And this has developed through 20 years of being at home.
这个没人不能管你的。
Nobody can help you.
所以谁能够帮助你后来的婚姻呢？
Who can help you in your marriage?
我觉得倪弟兄的信息啊，有一篇信息我听进去了。
There is of the many messages that Brother Ni gave, I heard one.
在我没有结婚以前。
And that I heard before I was married.
他说如果你要娶一个姊妹的话。
He said if you are to get married to a sister.
你要看她的母亲。
You have to look at her mother.
因为她母亲二十年都学会了。
Because her mother learned
very,
because she learned much from her mother.
她怎么对待她你的父亲，她将来就怎么对待你。
How she treats her father is how she's going to treat you in the future.
二十年就学会了嘛。
Because she learned that for 20 years at home.
所以我后来得了这个秘诀了。
So I saw this secret.
所以结婚以前我就到家里去看看。
So before I got married, I went to the home.
结果我发现我妻子家里一点声音也没有。
And I saw that in my wife's family, there's no sound.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？这个人他的习惯是跟过去来的。
And her habit was what happened before.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother, sister,
今天得救以前我们需要十字架。
Before we're saved, we need the cross.
得救以后我们仍旧需要十字架。
After we're saved, we still need the cross.
我们已经清楚了。
We're very clear.
十字架是彰显神能力的地方。
The cross is where the power of God is manifest.
彰显神恩智慧。
It is also where the wisdom of God is manifest.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你得救以后。
After you're saved.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
这个媒人不光是叫我们信耶稣，也解决我们信耶稣以后所有的问题。
Not only are we introduced to accept the Lord, but all the problems are solved.
这就是十字架的道。
This is the word of the cross.
我们可以从罗马书跟加拉太书。
through Romans and Galatians,
能看见神十字架怎么解决所有的问题。
We can see how the cross resolves all the problems.
我们的救恩是完全的救恩。
Our salvation is a complete salvation.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这里这个罗马书跟加拉太书
，Romans and Galatians，
给我们看见十字架的道理。
Show us the doctrine of the word, the doctrine of the cross,
the word
of the cross.
然后零前零后给我们看见十字，给我们看见十字架的道路。
And the first and second Corinthians show us the way of the cross.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
你我不可能停留在道理的阶段。
We cannot just stop at the word.
神的办法是十字架。
God's method is the cross.
得救前得救后他解决我们所有的问题。
He solves all of our problems before and after we're saved.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
十字架不只有救赎。
We do not only have redemption.
十字架还有交通 fellowship.
We also have the fellowship of the
cross. 然后主就把那个交通把十字架道就交通在我们的生活里面来。
So then we have the fellowship of the cross in our life.
所以哥林多前书跟后书。
First and second Corinthians.
给我们看你根据十字架的道。
Show us the word of the cross.
经过圣灵的解释。
That through the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
现在我们就背起我们的十字架。
Then we bear up our cross.
我们要走一条的道路。
We are to walk away.
保罗在前面走。
Paul is ahead of us.
他呼召我们来跟随他。
He calls us to follow him.
这个呼召是圣灵的呼召。
This calling is the calling of the Spirit.
不只听见了十字架的道。
Not only do we hear the word of the cross.
我们也走在十字架道路上。
We also walk the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个就是头四卷书。
This is the first four epistles.
很可惜我们时间没有了。
Our time is gone.
我们只能停在这里。
We need to stop here.
我们低头一个祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words into your hands.
我们特别为着我们中间年轻的人向你祷告。
We especially pray for our young people in our midst.
但愿他们都像提摩太一样。
May they be like Timothy.
如果你迟延的话，
If you are to tarry,
教会见证的火把就在他们的手里。
The torch of the testimony of the church is in their hands.
我们仰望你，但愿这些话他们都听见。
We pray that they would hear these words.
我们也为年长弟兄姊妹祷告。
We pray for the elder brothers and sisters.
因着这些话，我们再一次得着鼓舞。
That we can through these words be comforted once
again. 我们就能回过头解释我们所走过一生的道路。
We can look back and even explain our life.
我们果然看见十字架的智慧和十字架的能力。
We indeed can see the power and the wisdom of the cross.
我们为着这个把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
For this, we give you all glory and honor.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.